years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
And baby, that's you on a good day.
There we are. Ready to shake, rattle, and roll on the good day. We're rolling on Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2013. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, has some deals for us during this hour. Jennifer is going to bring us up to date with the television news. I have the word of the day, a discussion of what you're paying at the pump. The sinkhole and that whole drama. I thought we were in a drama. Is that a drama that we need to be focused on? Imagine people going to bed, Jennifer, and thinking, maybe I'll end up in a hole like that. That's really what the news media has been
suggesting.
They
want you to think that, yes.
Right.
Could it happen to you?
The poll that I was talking about, if you weren't around in the last hour, you can download hour number one of the Good Day program for Tuesday the 5th. And hear a discussion of what Rasmussen, in its polling, has found out that you and others like you in our country, what you think of the news media. And, as you might suspect, it isn't a lot.
It's
one of those things. But one of the stories that's cited is, or the kind of story that's, I actually have two things here.
Are you excited about something?
Cited. Well, I find
it. Oh, you're excited.
Yeah, so excited.
I'm excited about this. Well, because my philosophy is that the news media doesn't bring you the news. It is pejorative. It's aimed at fear, getting ratings. Their real job, and this is really why they do as well as they do, is because they understand what their job is. You don't. They're counting on that. They understand that they're there to get you to watch whatever it is that they're doing so they can get more money for their advertising. Simple. It's a proposition of business. So what they present to you is faux news. You know what F-A-U-X news
sure.
is?
Yes. It's like faux news.
It's faux news. And that's the case with this sinkhole. I turned on last night. What time was it when I went to? We got finished late. Having our conversation, our nightly conversation, Meredith and I. So I turned on the 11 o'clock news, and I went across the board to the five local news stations. It was actually 11:11 when we finished the conversation, and I clicked across. Every single station was doing a report, and this was like into the newsroom. Here's a reporter and in the newsroom with exclusive coverage of this sinkhole disaster is Fred Furmish. And Fred goes into the demolition crews that are there, and they describe this as a gaping sinkhole that swallowed up a Florida man.
And
they
spit him out again.
Continue to raise his home, and by God, no! Another sinkhole shows up in the same town. It is the end of the world, obviously, as we've known it.
When will we start seeing the reports that help us understand how to not let this happen to us?
Well, it's probably impossible.
Protect yourself from sinkholes.
Right. Don't buy a house that's on the planet Earth. Go to Mars.
Or if Eric Estrada sells it to you, you may be curious about the type of land.
Who's going to, we have to ask our home expert, Tom Kreitler.
Yeah.
How do we get a sinkhole examiner before we purchase a home?
Yeah. Yep, there you go. That's what this will be. So,
and if you do have a sinkhole, how can you work around it? Can you make it into a planter? What can you do?
Can I make it into a pool?
Make it into a pool or a jacuzzi? Sure.
Right, sure.
All right. So,
you can sell tickets.
Every time we find these foolish news stories, no, it's too bad the guy died.
No, it's not foolish. It is
tragic. Yeah. The way it's being portrayed
it's
is being foolish. It is tragic. But then we dig out our dun-dun-dun-dun. And then, as a matter of fact, you know what I would like, Richie? Can you get to the people at Knox and have them put a one on the homepage, preferably above the tear. I want the word drama in red, a circle around it, and a line through it.
I thought you were going to ask for when people go to our website that they would hear this.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. I think we can put that up there, too.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, next drama. Drama of the day. Mother Nature is saving the best for last. As a big superstorm spreads across the middle of our country, dropping as much as 10 inches. My God, can you imagine? How could we survive 10 inches of snow in Chicago? Meanwhile, a half an inch of snow fell yesterday in parts of Illinois. That's pretty important, huh? Wow. How much snow do we have in February here? 34 inches? Hey, guess what? We survived.
Ah, no. Wow. Huh? The good news is, though.
Oh, what's the good news?
That 6 to 10 inches shuts down Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right.
And every time it shuts down Washington, D.C., we can't spend money.
Right, yes.
As a country.
Yeah. So. Well, it's interesting that this is good news for the people running hardware stores in Oak Park and other places, and people who have those 7-Eleven stores, good news for them, and maybe even for those who are running weather.com and the Weather Channel, and what's the other one that's in Pennsylvania? What is the name of that, the one in Pennsylvania, State College, Pennsylvania?
I do not know.
AccuWeather, that's it.
AccuWeather, okay.
AccuWeather, right, exactly. The snowstorm is moving eastward. Emergency officials in a number of states have issued warnings in hopes that commuters will leave their cars in the garage and take public transportation, because it's going to be a disaster. Emergency managers have been out all night looking at the roads. Well, it's in the road. There's some asphalt over there, Fred. What do you think of that? And a pothole on Potter Street.
Potter.
Right.
Potter.
Potter. Potter. Speaking of dun-dun-dun-dun. Where's Roberta? Roberta, you got the...
I'm here.
Miss Drama herself.
Right.
I'm here.
The Queen of Cheap and the Queen of Drama, together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what are we getting for our money's worth from the Queen of Cheap today?
Oh, let's see. We got deals from Toys R Us. We got deals from L'Oreal. We have deals from the Home Depot. And we have deals from, TurboTax and H&R Block.
Wow.
That's time of year, people.
It is. You're right about that. Wait a minute. We forgot a bit of drama. The Queen. She has a problem with the rampant stomach bug.
I do.
Yeah. No, well, this is the other Queen.
I do, really?
This is the Queen of England. I know you're almost as important as she is.
She doesn't have as much power as you.
No,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
She's okay, though. She's out of the hospital.
Yeah, she is.
She's feeling better.
Right,
I can
better.
Wave like the Queen.
Yeah, can you? Put your hand up like that? Yeah,
put your hand up and you kind of rock it back and forth.
That's right, yeah.
You know, not up and down, kind of back and forth.
She had gastroenteritis.
That sounds awful.
And she also had the norovirus. Put those
up. That's not good.
Yeah.
That sounds bad. Anyway, she's 86.
Boy, that poor family. You had Kate in the hospital for all the morning sickness, severe morning sickness, now the Queen. Wow.
Da-da-da-dun.
A lot of vomit in Buckingham Palace.
She's 87 years old. She looks pretty darn
good. Wait a minute. My sources tell me she's 86. What sources do you have to prove she's 87?
Well, she'll be 87 on April 20th.
Ah, see? She's not 87.
No, but
I'll get our facts straight. I don't want us to be like the news media presenting people with stories that are not true. We would never do that on this program. Ever.
Did you catch Roberta's line?
Ever. What was her line?
A lot of puking at the palace.
It's true.
Thanks for that. Thank you very much, Roberta. So our word of the day today, you ready for the word of the day?
Yes.
It's time for you to start working on a definition of the word of the day. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Word of the day is tolerati. T-O-L.
Not like paparazzi.
A-T-I. If you spoil this today again, I'm going to give you a boot when I see you.
That's photographers who take pictures of tall people.
Oh,
well,
yeah. I've seen those people.
Oh, okay.
One Tolerati.
Yeah. I will have a hard time keeping a straight face with this,
or
but I'm going to
it's an ancient Indian
All right,
tribe.
Already. All right.
From the land of Tala.
Or it's what we all have to have a lot of to work on this show. My Tolerati level is very high.
Maybe something to that. 888-302-3684. Let's see if someone, Richie, would like to venture into the world, first of all, talking to Michael before they get on the air with us. That's always an adventure. Michael Fortier will take your calls at 888-302-3684. The word to define today is tolerati, T-O-L-E-R-A-T-I. Who are the tolerati?
Ancient Indian tribe.
I know. Okay. Just don't overplay your part, Roberta. Will you please? She's back in 2 minutes with the Queen of Cheap report here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patient.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was wondering, Richie, how it would be if Roberta got together with Dennis Rodman. What kind of a...
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be hot.
They would actually get along very well.
I like him. I think he's reformed.
He's Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
He's our new ambassador
all
to
over
Korea.
Right.
Write it down.
He's got the situation in hand over there. All right. So what are we saving today there, Roberski?
Well, it's that time of year, as you all know, tax time coming up next month. What is it? It's like, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away,
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, TurboTax and H&R Block, if you've got a simple tax return, you can prepare it and file it absolutely free thanks to these two companies. And we have the links for you on how to get all that. Toys R Us, if you've got kitties and you want to save some money so you can pay the tax man, we've got 20% off.
Those kitties I call my dependents, Roberta.
Yeah. Up until March 9th, 20% off one item. We have a way for you to get that coupon. It's a little complicated, but you'll eventually get it in your email before that date that it's cut off, which is the 9th of March. L'Oreal Healthy Look Cream Hair Color. They're giving away 10,000 boxes of this stuff every single day. You got to go to their Facebook page and like them. And I think they're giving away up to like a million boxes or something like that of this stuff. The Home Depot, if you're hankering to do
all to one person.
No, different people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Home Depot, you get $50, $5 off a $50 purchase. We have the coupon for you. And once again, we're reminding you that you can help a child have breakfast. Mm-hmm. You can help a hungry child in this country have breakfast. It costs you absolutely nothing. All you have to do is go to the Kellogg's Facebook page, and they will donate breakfast.
Doug's watching a video while you're doing your Queen of Cheap.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He doesn't really care about any of
this.
But everybody else does.
I want to know how many TSA agents, according to the news media, in time for Easter, airport waits will double because the sequester has caused all these problems. They're going to furlough 15,000 TSA agents. I think you should be dancing in the streets.
You didn't pay for $2.
Time.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Different for each one of the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Rudy. What do you think the movies would have started off if they had this as a theme for the movie?
They all started with this sort of thing, though.
All right. Big story today. A mystery man dressed as Batman.
Wait, described as a portly Batman, yes, by the way.
Portly Batman.
It's kind of
like the young Elvis and the old Elvis. Now we have the young Batman and the old Batman.
I haven't heard the word portly in years. That's great.
Anyway, apparently this guy demonstrated the same crime-fighting skills as the Caped Crusader when he handed over a suspect wanted for a burglary. Surveillance footage showed a portly figure wearing an ill-fitting costume, including gloves, cape, and mask.
And the original one, by the way, the gray one.
Yeah, right,
not
exactly.
Not the cool leather suit, yeah.
The suspect was then arrested and charged with handling stolen goods and fraud-related offenses, according to the police force, but the costumed crime fighter disappeared into the night without leaving his name. The police said the person who brought the wanted man into the station was dressed in a full Batman outfit. However, his identity is unknown. Well, of course, he's Bruce Wayne doesn't want to be
right.
Know who he is, right?
Yeah, we all know who Batman is. Right. Come on now.
Come on. If you'd like to have the story behind the story, the facts behind the story, the story is posted at DougStephan.com in the What's New department, Today's News, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm looking at it. It's funny.
It is funny. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's got the original light gray Batman, like the one you would rent at the costume store.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
And he's wearing tennis shoes.
If he lit a match by him, he'd go up and smoke. Let's just say that.
And the perp is like standing next to the wall, like, I cannot believe I just got nabbed by this guy.
Batman. No.
If you're going to get nabbed, better to get nabbed by Batman.
Yeah, true. I guess.
All right, our word of the day, we still do not have a definition for Tollerati.
What is a person who is a tolerati? How would you describe a person who is a tolerati?
It's the kind of drink that all of the cardinals are drinking in the conclave.
Really? That's where they started the Catholic cardinals.
It's actually a holy water teeny, I think.
Holy water.
Water teeny.
And grappa. Holy water and grappa.
Cardinals gathering at the Vatican for their first official meeting. During the meetings, the cardinals setting a date for the conclave to choose a new pope. Why don't they just have the meeting? Well, they have
to decide
when the meeting's going to be.
Because these are people from all over. It's not like they all just got together on the, you know, they're all a few minutes away from each other. They all flew in for this.
Well, they have to get the stoves set up for the gray smoke.
No, for the black smoke. They called J.J. Abrams for the lost stuff.
By the way, the Catholics have hired a new designer. And they have before them three new papal robes to decide on. They have to pick one of them. That's why they get together.
I wonder if that's the first item of business on the agenda or the last. Do they pick the pope and then the robe or what?
The robes have been tailored by the Gamarelli family. Hmm. One of these will be chosen to be new pope. And meanwhile, what's going on in the church? They're busy picking a new papal robe while the church is now, what did we say earlier this morning, in Eastern Europe, attendance in the heavily Catholic countries of like Poland, Czechoslovakia, down 50-60%, and all around the world. What's the attendance off? You said when you went to church, Jennifer, last week, attendance was way off.
Attendance has been way off. I mean, people my age are, it's almost non-existent. I mean, to have younger people in church, sometimes people will come back with their families, but it's a lot of older people.
Yep. Well, they're getting closer to needing help. The younger people still have time. Maybe that's what it is, huh? You think?
They're trying to organize the election process. You think they're doing, do you think they'll have any hanging chads or they're going digital?
They're going digital.
Digital smoke. Okay. 28 after on Good Day.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted
Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wings.
Minutes after the hour. Are you joining us for conversation? That's great. 888-302-3684. We'll converse about the cost of gasoline in a moment. Shall I just tell everybody what the word tolerati I have dropped on you? The word of the day today, it's tolerati, T-O-L-E-R-A-T-I. Normally would sort of fit into our 2020 window. But we don't seem to be finding people with either imagination or an interest in...
Or they just don't care what tolerati is.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You know who is a tolerati?
Who?
No.
I think Roberto would be a tolerati.
I would be a tolerati.
Okay, so what does it mean? Come on. Spill, buddy.
I finally went to look it up here.
Did you look it up?
That's
yeah,
cheating,
but there's nothing.
Man, you can't.
No, because I waited and waited, but there's just nothing here.
No, well,
there's nothing here.
There's nothing. I look at Wikipedia, it just says the word, and that's it. Wiktionary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wiktionary.
Right. So you're going to have to tell me.
That means he can make up whatever.
Spell
he
it again.
T-O-L. E-R-A.
Toller.
T-I.
Yeah.
Tolerati.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing going on here, so you're going to have to clue me in.
Tolerati are people who claim to be tolerant until they run into someone they don't like or agree with.
Oh, I'm not like that. What, are you kidding me?
No.
She answered so fast, I'm not even sure what just happened. That's not me.
That's what a tolerati is. Somebody who claims to be one thing, but in fact is another. Another great way for you to add to your vocabulary. Now you can use that, folks, And you can give me credit or not.
I'm so shocked we just burned the phones down with that question. That's amazing that everybody knew what that was.
Yeah. All right. Let's find out what the cost of gasoline is around the country. By the way, Jennifer will update the television report in a matter of a few minutes. Gasoline prices. Let's see. The average in the country is $3.749 a gallon.
Outrageous.
Right?
Outrageous. Yeah, a little bit more than that.
Yep.
And for no reason, because what's the price of a barrel of oil? Lower than it was at this time last year.
Right. East Coast prices, $3.76. So, actually a little...
That's cheap for us.
Right. Let's see, where are the...
Yeah, you guys always get...
West Coast price on average, $4.06.9 a gallon.
I think I'm paying $4.22
Wow.
Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was $4.49 at the gas station at the end of the street that I live on in California, Santa Monica.
You guys are crazy.
I live in the ghetto, so my gas is always a little cheaper. I think it's like $4.26 or $4 something like that.
How do you guys afford to live there?
That's why my commute is, I mean, I work from home for this show, and then I work, you know, I literally am a mile away from work. And if I had to go anywhere else, I wouldn't, I mean, it would be more affordable.
And even though she only drives a mile from her house to work, when she goes home, she still runs into the gate and her fence when she gets home. She drives a mile and runs into the fence. Nice job.
Actually, I drove more than a mile when I did that.
Oh, really?
More like 3 miles. I didn't go to my dad's house.
All right. So, as the national average for gasoline of for the price of a gallon of regular gasoline is now almost $3.80 a gallon, with some refineries switching from winter to even more expensive summer blends, consumers can expect to be paying a bit more. And we're trying to figure out what the difference is here. There's some ways to increase your fuel efficiency, and here to give you a little hint, a little help with that, is Brian Osich.
Research finds the average car on the road is 11 years old, and with the prices at the pumps reaching new highs, GM's James Bell says your car may be guzzling up gas, but there are ways to counter the pinch at the pump.
If you're like most Americans who are in the market for a new car, the good news is this. Anything you buy or trade in for will likely provide better fuel economy for your buck.
The difference between a car that gets 30 miles per gallon and 20 miles per gallon is over $900 a year. But if dropping the dough for a new car is unlikely, Bell says stick to safe driving.
Aggressive driving can lead to bad fuel economy. The rapid acceleration and braking really waste gas. If you're on the highway, it reduces your gas mileage by over 30%.
By slowing down, drivers are making the road safer and saving gas money for future trips.
Vehicles are made differently and reach their optimum fuel economy at different speeds. Think about it this way. Speeds above 50 miles per hour start costing you extra money. Consider how much money you're saving when you decide not to go those extra 5 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Bell also says car maintenance plays a big part in fuel efficiency, and a little effort can make a big difference to your savings.
Start with your tires. If they're underinflated, you're going to have more rolling resistance, which means you're really burning through the fuel. Next, check your air filters. Dirty air filters restrict air from properly entering the engine, which will affect your vehicle's performance.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you live? learned so much about money.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug's Good Day at 18 and a half for the hour with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. Yesterday we were talking, Roberta, about that hit and run in New York where the parents died, the baby survived.
But the
apparently,
baby died.
The
baby died.
Oh, the baby did die?
Yes, the baby did die yesterday. Yes.
There you go. So that means that Julio Acevedo, is that how to pronounce his name? The man who they think is the driver of the car that ran into these, will be charged with triple homicide. This guy, his immigration status seems to be in question, and he had at least one DWI arrest already this year.
Ugh.
All right? So here you go again, folks. Back to the immigration status and the people who cause not all the problems in our country. But remember, many of these hardcore folks who are here illegally were let out of jail, what, a week ago? 10 days ago?
Yeah, but they're claiming that none of them are the hardcore.
Oh,
that they're
of course not. No,
non-violent, non-dangerous, non-whatever.
Yeah, okay. They're going to be TSA agents, in other words. They'll hire them to be TSA agents, right. All right, so anyway, I didn't see that. I saw this name and the immigration status being questioned. That sort of topped it off for me. And so what do you say after that? The same sort of thing, to sort of review what we were talking about yesterday, woman who was the nurse in that retirement home, the company now says the company has been identified as Glenwood Gardens. So the only thing that I would say to those of you who are in California who are thinking of going or having someone in your family go to anything that's operated by Glenwood Gardens, do you want them to be taken care of the way this woman who died on the floor in their facility in, where was it? It was Bakersfield? Jennifer, do you remember?
It was Bakersfield, yeah. Central.
You have to ask yourself, though, the woman that was following company policy.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah.
Instead
company
of
saving
a life.
Save a life.
Yeah, what would you do if you were sitting there with a person dying in front of you?
I'd save her life and get
fired.
And
you were worried about losing your job or saving the life?
I'd save her life. What would you do, Richie?
Well, but we go back to...
What do you do?
Apparently the daughter was okay with it. Maybe this woman was in such a state that it was her time. And
we don't know that.
She wasn't even in assisted living, though. This was just a retirement community.
Yeah.
So she couldn't have been that bad.
No, that's true. That's true.
All right, Roberta, what do you think?
But the daughter's okay with it.
Again, you know, it would depend on what the woman's state was. I don't know what the woman's state was.
Right,
you know, having watched various people die slowly.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not into making people stick around just a little
either.
Bit longer laying in a bed.
Maybe we've over-dramatized this. Maybe this has been over-dramatized. Maybe we're all on the wrong side of the story.
It just opens up the debate about human, I don't know, just about how
the
society has gotten more into to following rules, to keeping jobs, and to avoiding lawsuits.
Here's how we fix it all.
Plus the disrespect for older people.
Here's how we fix it all. Kill all the lawyers.
That's it. Yeah, let's do that.
Who said that initially? First kill all the lawyers?
That was
Shakespeare.
I think it was
Shakespeare.
Oh, Richie knows Shakespeare. I'm impressed.
Mm. Shakespeare rocks.
12-year-old Philadelphia boy died after being bullied. 12-year-old Bailey O'Neill. His birthday was Saturday.
So you go from the pregnant couple that got hit and killed to the woman who wasn't revived in the nursing home to the 12-year-old being bullied story. Okay.
Yep.
Great. World famine story coming up next.
No, actually, the richest people in the world, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Good news
cool.
is that Carlos Slim from Mexico, worth $73 billion.
What's your rapper name? Carlos Slim.
Right. I know.
Bill Gates, number two. He's worth $67 billion. Amancio Ortega, number three, 57 billion from Spain. Warren Buffett is fourth with $53.5 billion. There it is, the four richest people. Mark Zuckerberg, sadly, is down to number 60.
So
he's
sad.
Only worth $13
billion. I'll take it.
From 17 from last year. Yeah.
Poor guy. What's he going to do?
I'll take it.
Find a girlfriend who doesn't care whether he's worth $4 billion less or not under the circumstances. In a nanoseconds, Jennifer is going to tell you what's going on at American Idol. And I think if you like American Idol, you'll be excited about this. If you don't, we'll move quickly into the next story. That's coming up next here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. So we are on the Good Day Guide to Television for today. This is better than TV Guide. It is actually
way
a
better
television guide, but Jennifer delivers the information much better, starting with what's new at American Idol.
It's the Super Votes. You're a fan of American Idol. Tonight you will get to do something brand new. Sure. The show is kicking off something called Super Vote, in which the public can cast 50 votes all at once via AmericanIdol.com, the Idol mobile app, or on Facebook. You can choose to submit all your votes for one contestant or allocate them to various performers. Can do that. The three people left watching American Idol will have a great time. There'll be 150 votes tomorrow morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's still people watching Idol. All right, so let's talk about the Today Show. NBC, in all of their infinite wisdom, they like to shake up Today. They like to shake up the Tonight Show. Well, now Matt Lauer is the focus of attention from the NBC brass.
Hi, wait a minute. Matt Lauer is going to host the Tonight Show, I thought.
Yeah, there you go. He used to be their fair-haired boy, but now that the ratings for the Today Show have continued to keep, they're sinking. I mean, they were blaming it on Ann Curry, but the ratings are terrible on the Today Show. They're not doing well. GMA is killing them. And so now it looks like the attention has been turned to Matt Lauer. So will he stick around? Well, he's under contract for about another year or so, but people are indeed talking about the fact that NBC is looking to replace him sooner rather than later. Morale at the Today Show, says an insider, is at an all-time low, and staffers are fear-stricken over losing their jobs after what happened to Ann Curry.
Wow.
So, now, this is a fun story. Did you guys watch Hot in Cleveland at all? with Betty White?
I've seen it once or twice, but no, not regularly.
They do a great job of bringing back these old sitcom stars, and what they are doing this coming season is going to be great. The episode will air in August. It just taped this week, and they reunited Carol Burnett along with her Carol Burnett Show co-star, Tim Conway, for an episode of the show, which will be a lot of fun.
Neat.
Now, I'm a big fan of the show Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's that improv show. Drew Carey hosted
it
for a while.
Yeah.
It originally came from England. It's a great show. And CW, actually, is deciding to revamp it. They're bringing it back. Nice. Aisha Taylor will be the new Drew Carey, but they're bringing back all the original stars. Ryan Stiles, Wayne Brady, and Colin Mochrie, who were on the ABC series, will be on there playing in the improv games, which is cool.
Nice.
Good news, if you are a fan of a few TV shows that got early renewals from Fox, The Following is one of them. New Girl, The Mindy Project, and Raising Hope will all be back next season.
Cool.
And Dennis Haysbert is going into a new CBS show.
A new drama called Backstorm, which is based on the Swedish book series.
Very good news.
Love him.
Nice job, Jen. Jen, 51 after on Good Day.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
After the hour on Good Day, Startup America News on the air, crowdfunding. Revolutionizing every aspect of American life, from the traditional media to our economy in this country. The essence of the revolution comes down to crowdfunding success stories like Three Doodler, who right now has raised $2 million in 2 days using crowdfunding, and they've barely gotten started. Learn more. Up next here is Mike with Startup America News.
Hi, and welcome to Startup America News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, and joining me as always is my co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. Ranjini, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the interview that we just had with the phenomenal new success of Three Doodler on Kickstarter. What an amazing campaign.
Let me tell you, it is very impressive. Three Doodler is very innovative. They raised nearly $2 million in a matter of, I think, 3 days. The Three Doodler campaign really is a pen that can, it's a 3D printing pen that can basically draw art to real life. It's almost like a glue gun, and it goes into the back of the pen, and it's basically heat it up and allows you to mold the plastic in the way you need it. Like you'd be drawing, just drawing on a piece of paper. And so generally you'll have a stencil or some kind of outline, and you can basically use a pen to draw over that outline, but instead of being ink, you have an actual plastic 3D art, and then you just pop it off of the paper and you'll see your art, you know, come to life. And it's a really cool and different way to do art and crafting. And so the campaign has raised $2 million as of today. I think it was just a little bit less than that yesterday.
Before we came to Kickstarter, we thought up the idea of doing a cross-promotional tie-in with Etsy artists. So we reached out to the top 4 or 5 wire artists that we like the most on Etsy. And everyone we approached, we were hesitant. We're like, I don't know if they're going to like this idea or not. And we, you know, tentatively approached them and said, would you be considered joining our Kickstarter and doing some work, doing pieces for the Kickstarter as part of the first group of artists to actually do a 3-doodle. And they all just leaped at the opportunity. And we were very excited that they were as excited as we were, because we weren't quite sure at first how, you know, artists, wire artists and sculptors would actually react to this. And so far they had amazing reaction and a million questions and a million ideas. And it was a lot of fun to add them into the mix and to get their perspective on the product.
You know, as a marketing idea, I just had, I want to ask about, is, you know, tattoo artists and parlors, they do a drawing first before they do the tattoo. If they had the 3-doodler, they could actually sell their customers kind of a 3D version of their tattoo.
Yeah, they could.
You could even put it on them after you doodle it on the piece of paper and take it off.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
To see what it looks like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And since you can mix colors and whatnot, you can do all the colors as well.
Now, when you launch this Kickstarter program, I mean, what did you guys do to prepare? Because obviously you had success very quickly. So were you prepared for that? I mean, did you already have, you know, a bunch of people that you knew wanted it? What was your kind of method to your madness?
So we spent 3 months in preparation. We did a media outreach about a week to 2 weeks beforehand. We, you know, reached out to a lot of tech bloggers and whatnot. We certainly didn't expect the number that picked it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you guys did a really good job on setting up the perks, and I think I'm pretty impressed. It's kind of one of the campaigns that I've seen is really well-rounded. It's like, you know, you kind of have your bases covered, and you did a lot of creative thinking beforehand, so it's a great campaign.
Thank you.
What's it like to suddenly have $2 million in your hand to go to work and fulfill your dream?
I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to be able to produce these items, to use that money to produce these pens. It's fantastic. So, now we're jumping up and down on that regard. At the same time, we see the giant headache in front of us.
Success always creates a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does, but it's work we're more than happy to do.
Absolutely. It's like Carol Schultz told me, the joy is in the doing. So now I hope you guys get a lot of joy out of what you're doing.
Oh, we will.
Rondini and I are committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? We'd love to hear it. You may end up being the subject of one of our next shows, so we'd love to hear from you. You can email me, mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.